Manish Chandra.
I tell you, I'm going to butcher the whole Indian tech channel. I'm not really good with names. So India, though, I mean, the community. Talk about the community, the India community, and a tech channel. What would that mean?
I think it has two implications. One is for the local community. Then you look at sort of just the national community, Indians in different parts of America. But then I think the ultimate reach is to Indians around the world. Because Indians are sort of have immigrated to different countries, UK, Germany, France, etc. And then you go back to India, and there's like millions of people who are very tech savvy and now have access to high bandwidth. So suddenly you can communicate to a very large audience around the world.
You bring people together.
It brings people together, and it gives people access to information and knowledge where they don't have opportunity to do that. You know, how many people can go and listen to Kanwal Reiki here? And I think the cool thing is that, let's say I'm a senior entrepreneur and I want to communicate. I can do it one time, and I can be part of a series very quickly.
Yeah.
So I'm not committed to sort of maintaining a diary constantly.
Yeah. It brings other communities in too. You can go outside of your clusters.
Absolutely. It's like a live event.
There's a big India connection with Silicon Valley. Talk about that, and what does that mean?
Well, I think Indian immigrants kind of find that a lot of the shackles they had in the home country are lifted, and their natural creativity and entrepreneurial spirit is pretty high. So if you look at the number of companies that have either an Indian founder or a co-founder or an early employee who's an Indian, you probably count a pretty large number of companies out in the valley that have that connection. And that's just because I think Indians are naturally initiative-oriented and entrepreneur-oriented.
They have
and
a great
you can
outlook.
See that. Optimistic, and they have to show that initiative. And if you look at India and you look at how it's evolving compared to, say, other countries like China, what you find is it's a lot of pods of independent people trying to do things at a small level rather than at a mechanized sort of large-scale production-oriented systems. And that's why India is good in software and sort of that creative kind of stuff.
Yeah. Entrepreneurial track record, if you look at history just the past 15 years, look at the impact of the Indian culture and entrepreneurship. It's amazing.
It is. It is truly amazing.
What are some of the celebrities out there that you can tell to the audience
well,
out there?
Well, let's talk about Vinod Khosla, who started Sun.
Yeah.
Right? Which is a hallmark in the local valley. Then you kind of look at Kanwal Reiki, who really started the first company that got professionally financed with an Indian CEO in Silicon Valley. Before that, Indians were recognized as technologists, but no VC would ever invest in an Indian CEO. He was the first guy to break the mold.
Yeah.
Sold his company to Novell, became chief technology officer of Novell out there.
Real then pioneer, groundbreaker.
Absolutely. Then you look at the young side, you've got Sabir Bhatia, who started Hotmail, which has become, you know, a household name now, and really grew it extremely virally at a rate that was just very, very high. And the list goes on, but those are sort of some of the big names
out there.
And then
big telecommunication, you've got software engineering, you got entrepreneurs in networking, wireless. I mean, it's amazing.
Absolutely.
Why is the entrepreneurial achievement model there so strong?
I think it's more historical. If you look at India, in India, people sort of always crave for that independence and control over their sort of domain.
Yeah.
So if you think of India, India is made up of 26, now probably 30 states.
I know a lot of entrepreneurs who think like that, too.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurs think like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
I want my own thing.
I want
me
my
alone.
Own thing.
Let me build something.
And so India fundamentally is a loose confederation of states, which makes it a loose confederation of people. So it's just sort of this natural entrepreneur sort of my thing. And when you come to the valley and you get the right seeds and the right nurturing,
well, this
people
environment
just shine.
Flourishes for entrepreneurs. It's a
absolutely.
Gravy train.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's built for entrepreneurs.
It is built for
opportunity,
entrepreneurs.
Yeah. No bias. Performance matters.
Absolutely.
And that's a great environment.
It is. It is. And it's a great environment where you can take risk, you can fail, and then you can succeed. So you can fail three times and then succeed in a very big way.
It's a unique culture here. A lot of people don't understand that.
No. I think people don't get it.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for the podcast. And for the record, just say your name again, because I can't say names.
It's Manish Chandra from Caboodle.
Manish?
Chandra.
Chandra. That's easy. Chandra. That's good. Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks, John.